Punk rock festival canceled, bands quit over organizer donating less than $1,000 to Trump and GOP. By Warner Todd Houston on March 7, 2026. Trump derangement syndrome has struck again. A punk rock music festival has been canceled after left-wing bands quit the event in protest of the organizer, who donated to Donald Trump's 2024 campaign. Organizers for Punk in the Park, which had been scheduled to take place in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, April 18, Orlando, Florida, May 2, and Vallejo, California, May 23, canceled their entire 2026 tour. And Trump is the reason. These shows were something we truly believed in, and we know how much they meant to many of you, organizers said in a social media post, according to Westworld. Unfortunately, the current climate surrounding the events has created challenges that make it impossible for us to move forward in a way that delivers the experience our fans, artists and partners deserve. This is incredibly disappointing for everyone involved. Our mission has always been to bring people together through music, community and shared passion. And it's painful when circumstances prevent that from happening, the notice added. The cancellations come after the bands began infighting over political donations to Trump by one of the organizers, Cameron Collins. Punk legend Jello Biafra, for instance, has been in attack mode against his former band, Dead Kennedys, for refusing to bow out of the festival despite the political donations. They're taking the money dollar, and then pulling out? The real Dead Kennedys would never have let this happen in the first place, Biafra complained to Stereogum. For their part, the band said they were not happy over the donations, but didn't want to cancel, because we do not feel it would be fair to our supporters who have already purchased tickets and made plans to attend these shows. The band also pledged not to participate in Punk in the Park in the future. Organizer Collins had donated $250 to Trump's second presidential campaign, Record Show. Another $104 was sent to the Trump National Committee JFC. And $524 went to other GOP causes and candidates. Last year, left-wingers started a petition to boycott the Denver Festival event, and the extremist, left-wing band Dropkick Murphys pledged to cancel any future appearances at Punk in the Park events. Collins struck back at the attackers, saying he has never used the Punk in the Park platform to make any political statements, and added that his political views don't neatly fit into a single box or party affiliation. There has yet to be any decision about the future of the festival or the participation of Cameron Collins. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.